I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle's move to kill a tax break for Delta Airlines in retaliation for the airline's decision to end a partnership with the NRA seems to be paying off in the polls. The AJC reports that a poll conducted by Meeting Street Research on behalf of Citizens for Georgia's Future, an issue advocacy group that's spending $1.2 million on pro-Cagle ads, showed a 7-point increase in Cagle's support among likely GOP voters in the upcoming gubernatorial contest. His favorability rating grew by about the same margin. The poll was conducted between March 1st and March 4th with a 4 percentage point margin of error. And a bill that would allow Georgia's public hospitals to seize their patients' state income tax returns to recover unpaid debt has passed the House. The AJC reports that HB 81 would not require the hospital to obtain a judgment first. Rather, the measure would give patients 30 days from the date of a seizure notice to contest the charge or forfeit the right to do so. Opponents say the bill might violate constitutional rights of due process. Well, Governor Nathan Deal has signed into law a sweeping revamp to Georgia's adoption code. Deal says the measure, which passed the House and Senate with bipartisan support last month, will streamline Georgia's adoption process.
We are taking a step that we believe will give the opportunity for the 13,500 children who are in foster care in our state the opportunity to have a loving home.
A proposal that would allow faith-based adoption agencies to refuse to work with same-sex couples is part of a separate bill still being debated by the legislature. And Randall Davidson, the Dalton High School teacher who barricaded himself in a classroom and discharged a gun last week, will not appear in court today as originally scheduled. Davidson's bond hearing has been postponed until Friday. This will be his first court appearance since the incident. Davidson is charged with carrying a weapon on school grounds, terroristic threats, reckless conduct, possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime, and disrupting a public school. Representative Earl Earhart of Powder Springs, the Georgia House's longest-serving Republican, announced yesterday that he will not run for re-election after serving for more than 30 years. Earhart was frequently involved in issues dealing with higher education. In 2016, he and his wife sued the U.S. Department of Education over its regulations on how colleges and universities should handle allegations of sexual assault and harassment. Earhart's wife, Ginny Earhart, says she intends to run to succeed her husband. And a small satellite company from California has taken the first steps toward creating a launch site in southeast Georgia. In a release, Spaceport Camden says ABL Systems signed a memo of understanding yesterday detailing plans to test, build, and launch its vehicles from the 400-acre site near Georgia's coast. The company, comprised of several former SpaceX engineers, says they aim to launch payloads by 2020. For more GPB news, please visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.